Masechet Betzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tet. This Mishnah will deal with sending gifts to a friend on Yom Tov. Bet Shammai Omrim, En Mishalachin B'Yom Tov, Ela Manot. According to Bet Shammai, the only type of gifts that you're allowed to send a friend are manot, portions of food that are ready to eat. They don't need any further prep. According to Bet Shammai, if you send something that needs preparation, it's forbidden because the person that receives it probably will have all of his food already made, and he'll put this food on the side and he won't eat it on Yom Tov. So therefore, the person that's sending it is involving himself in exertion, in tirha, for something that's not really about Yom Tov. Bet Hillel omrim, Mishalachin behema haya ve'of, ben hayin, ben shehutin. Bet Hillel disagree, and they say, no, as long as you are sending something that can be eaten on Yom Tov, it's permitted. So you're even allowed to send animals, whether it's a domesticated animal, a behema, like cows and sheep, whether it's a haya, deer, or off birds, whether they're alive or whether they're slaughtered already, even though both of these need preparation. The ones that are alive need to be slaughtered. The ones that are already slaughtered just need to be cooked. They're allowed because they can be eaten on some way on Yom Tov. Meshalachin yenot, shemanim uslatot v'kitniyot. You also let us in wine and oil, which are already prepared. Also flour and beans. Flour has to be baked. We're not nervous that the person's going to put them on the side. And same thing with beans, with kitniyot. Since it's possible that he could prepare them for Yom Tov, a person is allowed to send them over. According to Bet Hillel, over here, as long as an item, as we said, can be eaten on Yom Tov, you're allowed to send it. And the reason is that the act of sending somebody a gift brings them Simchat Yom Tov, which enhances the actual Simcha of the day. So it's not really about if they eat it or not, but the fact that they're receiving a gift is something special for them on the holiday. But even according to Bet Hillel, you're not allowed to send something that has no potential to be eaten. Avalot Tevua, Bet Hillel agree, they're not allowed to send raw grain on Yom Tov. If you send raw grain, it has to be turned into flour. It has to be ground up. And the melacha of grinding is not allowed on Yom Tov, so therefore you're not allowed to send tevuah. V'Rabbi Shimon matir b'tevuah. Rabbi Shimon permits even sending raw grain on Yom Tov, because he says, even though normally the usual way to deal with grain is to grind it up, which that's Bet Hillel's opinion, that's how it's usually done, therefore you can't send it like that. According to Rabbi Shimon, since there is a small chance that you could take the grain without grinding it up and cook it and eat it, therefore, even according to him, it's permissible as well. Masechet Betzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yod. This Mishnah will continue listing items that Bet Hillel allows to be sent as a gift on Yom Tov. Meshalachin kelim ben tefurin ben she'enan tefurin. Va'afal pi shish bahem kilayim. You'll have to send clothing on Yom Tov to a friend, whether you're talking about pieces of material that were sewn together and can be used as an actual piece of clothing, or you're talking about material that was not yet covered, that was not yet sewn together and can be used as covers. Ve'alfa pi shesh bim kilayim, or you're allowed to send something that has kilayim, mixture of wool and linen, using it as clothing or even as a cover is prohibited on a deoraita level. But with this type of kilayim, you could use it. It has a stiff material and it would provide no warmth, and a person's allowed to sit or lie on it. It wouldn't be forbidden under the laws of Sha'adnez. V'hen l'sorach ha-mu'ed, and all these items are allowed to be sent as gifts because they serve to fit a need of the Yom Tov. But of course, according to Bet Shammai, like we said in the last Mishnah, it would be forbidden to send garments or pieces of clothing, even if they can be used on Yom Tov. They only allow items that are fully ready and are definitely going to be used on Yom Tov, like we listed in the last Mishnah. Now we'll list up two items that even according to Bet Hillel, a person is not allowed to send his friend. Avalo sandal hamisumad, not allowed to send your friend a gift of nailed sandals. Wearing nailed sandals on Yom Tov is prohibited. The Gemara brings down a ma'ase shehaya, a tragic story that happened, where because of the story, the rabbis made a gezerah, they prohibited wearing sandals that had nails in them. Whenever there's a public gathering like Shabbat v'Yom Tov, the story was a group of people gathered inside of a cave in order to hide from their enemies. They thought they heard the enemy approaching, and then they panicked, and there was a stampede, and they tried to run away, and many people were killed because of the nails that were in the sandals. To prevent these types of things from happening, the Hachamim made a straight-up gezerah, and they said that whenever there are going to be days of gathering, wearing these types of sandals are prohibited. So therefore, on Shabbat and Yom Tov, they are prohibited. The next item that Beit Hillel as well agrees you're not allowed to send to a friend, v'lo min al she'eno tafur, not allowed to send shoes where the leather pieces aren't stitched together yet. When they're not stitched together yet, they are unwearable, and something non-usable is not allowed to be sent. Next, Tana is going to add another type of shoe that he does not allow to be sent, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo min al lavan, you're also not allowed to send white shoes, which is leather shoes that haven't been blackened yet by the person making the shoes. Mi penesh sarich uman, because they need a craftsman to blacken them before they're worn, and therefore then they're not usually worn on Yom Tov, when blackening is forbidden in the place where the Rabbi Yehuda lived. If it wasn't black, people didn't wear the shoe, so blackening, which is a problem of dying, is prohibited on Yom Tov. So therefore, a person's not allowed to send white shoes because they're in a way unusable on Yom Tov. The Mishnah concludes, Zeh Kelal, Kol Shene Otin Bo B'Yom Tov, Mishalachino Tov. This is the general rule. Any item that's fit to be used on Yom Tov is allowed to be sent on Yom Tov.